SBS Filipino.
Kasama natin sa unang pagkakataon, si Christina Joy Lovejoy, isang spiritual intuitive energy healer at empath life coach. Magandang umaga sa iyo, Christina Joy Lovejoy.
Magandang umaga naman sa iyo, Annalyn.
Ito ay una sa marami nating mga tatalakayin na pag-uusapan natin ang mga ginagawa mo. Sabi ko nga, ikaw ay isang spiritual intuitive energy healer. Alamin natin, Christina Joy, ano ba itong intuitive or spiritual intuitive energy healer? Anong ginagawa nito?
Firstly, I'd like to thank God for this moment, you know, whatever brought this momentum that will impart to the listeners and you and everyone out there, and to have this momentum for who we are and why I become with this spiritual intuitive energy healer in fact. Also, my name is Christina Joy Lovejoy. I just want to mention that.
Paano nagsimula ang pagiging spiritual intuitive energy healer ni Christina Joy Lovejoy?
Actually, this kind of thing, intuitive, I become a very highly intuitive and highly psychic because of the working of myself within. I always go deeper. My world now is more on the inside, and I bring it to the outside. I came from a big family of 14 siblings.
Wow.
Plus my parents. Yes, place in Sindangan, Zamboanga del Norte in Philippines, that I grew up with all this momentum in myself. Even though we're just living in the middle, or I would say that in the poor kind of community, but I always put myself that I'm not that kind. I always have this happy moments, momentum. I'm a very observant kid, and I love what I'm observing, and I'm a very sensitive person too. So I grew up with that kind of lovingness, that kindness, that compassion about myself, and I always look for the goodness of others. Even if I was a kid then, I always loved to have this good feeling to how to help my parents, working with them, and I went away with my high school and then college. And then after college, 1985, I remember exactly, I went to Manila. So, you know, it's like a small town. You come from a small town and you went to that big place in Manila. And then, there you go. I found myself of who I am. You just lean to yourself, whatever is the problem. You know, and I don't have this much cash with me, but I have this mind that I can do such thing. I always rely on my confidence within because I have this belief, strong belief that I have been guided all along. That I have this guide within me that I can call upon whenever I need. Just a beautiful knowing to have that. And then I got involved in this Tupperware business in Manila. I would say a little bit about that.
Yeah.
I didn't know that I have this. I have this power inside of me that, you know, you didn't have any family out there. You just kind of blend yourself to whoever is with you in that moment.
But that was in the Philippines, and you...
I went to America after that.
Mm.
Yeah, 1988, I went to America. Then same thing. It's just this continuous momentum, you know, that you are aware that I am so consciously, you know, in my... I know the awareness that I have, the mindfulness that I have, that every momentum... It's just all beautiful. Like all these positive things, just like the universe is giving out to me. I got involved. I got married to an American there, and then my life evolves again in a different way, more advanced, happy environment in America. Like a first job in America as a waitress. But that one is just a beautiful moment for me because it really enhanced more of my confidence. And dealing with people, mostly working with the Filipinos. And I just blend in, you know. I have no problem at all. It's just I see this beauty inside of me that I keep thanking God, all the gratitude. So I would say that living in gratitude is just so beautiful.
Mm.
You know, I've been living like that ever since. I'm just having this joy in my life, a ride of my life. It's just so spectacular.
And fast forward, going to Australia.
And going to Australia, 1997. So, 1997 of January 21. Now I'm 21 years living here in Australia, and it's just more of my evolving and all this expanding soul that I am, because God has something to do with me being here in Australia. Because this living in America is all positive and all that and everything you can, and you just float with it. But here, God wants me something to experience, this bit of challenging life, like a bit of bumpy ride, I would say, Annalyn.
Yes.
But, you know, but all those things, He did it for me because I need to learn more of what it is there, out there, that my angels and our God, all that stuff, that they want me to be equipped of all these tools and whatever it is in front of me, that I have to remain grounded. So, like, I got so much experience touched by an angels, walking with the angels, and I can talk in my life. So I have this experience. 2012, July of 2012. That is my momentum, tremendous momentum that I could never forget. That seems like the weather and all that, the sun, the rainbow comes up 2-3 times in front of me. When I have my window closed, when I open it again, I just have to have that thought. Rainbow is there. Rainbow is appearing again. So it's like all that stuff is all beautiful. And then there's a momentum that I received a healing gift from above, and then that was a very good one. And then I asked if really I'm meant to be a healer, you know. I asked, give me some signs. So, yeah, it did. I went to that day with one or two of my companion, and we went towards St. Mary Makilop in North Sydney. I think that was Sunday. And then, so, wow. As we approaching this prospect, and I see this vivid rainbow that is appearing, and it's like writing in front of me, like I went through the fairy tale. It's like all the colors are so big, and it's right there. I don't know if they can see it, the other companion. Then when I look back, it just formed into a circle. So I know that was my beginning. Really, I need to really trusting all that divine intelligence that's within me. And then fast forward, December 2012, I was here sitting in my chair in my shop at Blacktown. I was asking myself a question, like, Lord, I know I'm making this money, either big or small, but something there is inside, something this big burning inside of me that's wanting to come out. I'm not just like this. I know I have meant to be outside there in the world to share this, whatever I have inside. That momentum that I have is just so vivid in my mind. So a few days after, so I got all these things, I feel like I was paralyzed. So my two hands are numb, and my the tingling, the numbness, I feel like I'm paralyzed. I can't move. Or my shoulders, I can't bear the pain, all that stuff. It's on me. It's like one go. My back, I can't get up on my bed. So I tried to figure out why these things happen to me. So right away I said, oh, I just, maybe this is the moment that I'm asking for. You see, because if that moment, realizing that God has a way of doing it, because if I don't have to have all this pain in my, I found out that I have two carpal tunnels, both sides, same, bilateral, same degree. And then my shoulder, my elbow, tendonitis or something, and then, and so is my shoulder, same degree. So you imagine that. You can imagine that. You could get. But I remain calm, and I know something is going on. So I just go with the flow. So it was just like a holiday, and I went to see the doctor, and I prepared to have a Filipino doctor. So I went to that Pacific doctor, and then after that, knowing all of that, what's going on in me. So luckily, I still have 2 years or something on my income protection that I almost can, because I've been paying. I have 10 years. Luckily, I still have before, you know, it's expired. So I used that. So I used this momentum that I stayed home instead of feeling pity on myself, you know, like putting yourself all that. You cannot, you don't have money, all the stuff, what you're going to do, all the worries.
Yeah.
But instead, I pick up all my books that I carried from America. Number one, my first mentor, father mentor in spirituality is Dr. Wayne Dyer. He's in heaven now. And I pick up all those things, change your thoughts, change your life, and the power of intention, Esther Hex, the Abraham thing, and one from another. So I get into this meditation. Then I went to this meditation too, that it's just once I did it, I practice it, it's just mind-blowing. I go into trance consciously.
sbs.com.au/Filipino.